And there's plenty of things to keep you occupied in your spare time nowadays. Reading has become even more of a lost art. You don't even need a book to get into stuck into a story nowadays, do you? Well, let me introduce you now to one artist who has taken a stand to comment on the decline of reading books, and especially libraries, with an exhibition currently on show at Nottingham Central Library. Elaine Robinson is here of the Manifest Artist Group. Elaine, thank you very much
for inviting me in.
Tell me all about this. What have you created here?
Well, first of all, when I created it, I didn't think, in all honesty, that I'd have the opportunity to take it around, you know, most of the city libraries nationally.
Yeah.
And that happened later on, but it was just a feeling that I wanted to capture time. And the idea that when you hold a book and there's a memory enclosed, that it was something that touched a generation that had already passed often, you know, or a smell, or if you held a book that your grandfather or Nana had given you. And so I wanted to capture the changes that were happening to those public places and libraries, because we're becoming a more digitalised society.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that we were doing that, really, especially with all the changes to the libraries, because it's all happening in front of our eyes. And they're becoming much, much more than a place for books now. They're becoming meeting areas, there's cafeterias, all sorts of things. So it wasn't really saying it's a loss. It was saying, let's remember the love affair we've had with the book, and let's capture this for future generations.
The way you're describing it there makes me think that what you're trying to capture is something that's an emotional connection. Like,
that's
if
right.
I pick up a book that I know has a writing inside of, you know, you got this when I was 7 years old, that's
yes.
an emotional connection. How have you managed to display that in something that's maybe slightly more tangible?
Do you know, when you're doing anything creative, I don't know whether you've got children or not, but the only way I can describe it, although with a lot less physical pain, is that you're giving birth to something, but you don't really know what's happening. And so you're kind of just going along with it, really. And so I didn't really know myself how I was going to do it. I just knew that I had to honour every single memory that I found. So all of those people have lived. And I don't know where they are now. They may have died, they may have not, they might be older. But I wanted to encase it with honour and respect. And that's how I did it. So you could see some of the memories, and some of them are fanned out like a fan, but you can't really read what's been written. I mean, there was a list from one girl that I'd found, and it's all the things that made her unhappy, in actual fact, through adolescence, and the things that she wanted to change. And it made me cry when I read it. And I thought, actually, I don't want everyone to read all of those details. So I fanned those memories. And by doing that, it's made it a picture in its own right, and something captured, really, yes.
Are you a book fan, then?
Massive, yeah. Yeah, and I think most people are, really, given the opportunity, because even if they see a drama on TV and it's caught their imagination, it's very often been a book, or it's been a book that's been developed into a screenplay. And we all get lost in our memories, don't we, really? So given the opportunity, and it is an opportunity at a young age to children, and that's why people like J.K. Rowling have just been phenomenal, because they've kept the idea of reading with children, haven't they?
Yeah.
And
how did it all begin, then? Did it all begin with just you noticing this and thinking, well, I have a love of books, and I feel this connection with books, so what's
no, the very, very, the seed, I actually know when it was. It was when I lived in Harborne in Birmingham, and I was passing an Oxfam shop, and there was an old book, and it was a Baedeker's old map book, which is the modern day Google Maps, really. And it was opened, and it was £5, and I went into the Oxfam shop, and it had a little drawing of a Paris road, and I said, can I have that? And the woman said, no, we only sell them the next day, you'll have to come back. So I was there early the next day with my bike, thinking there'd be a big long queue for this book, and of course there wasn't. And I bought it, and every sort of dinner party or if friends came round and I had a few wines, I'd always grab this book out and say, isn't it lovely, it's a lovely little drawing, and I wish everyone could see it. And I've made that happen, you know. And it was just, it was a, it started with that one book, really, that idea of capturing time.
Yeah. Stay there for us for a moment.
Okay.
Listen to Elaine Robinson on BBC Radio Nottingham. You're here with Elaine Robinson, who was talking about this exhibition. It's on at the Central Library at the moment.
Yeah.
And you were describing that situation with the book, and how actually that also triggered you being a full-time artist, wasn't it? The book with the bicycle that you bought from that shop.
Yeah, I mean, I studied music and art, and I think when when you're young, you know, you're always filled with this idea that when you talk to lots of people, oh, you don't want to go into the arts, you don't make any money in the arts, you know, you'll never make it in the arts, you know, and it's around that time, the 80s, 90s and all of that sort of thing. But as you get older, you start to think, well, this is it. And that's what manifest artists are about, really. It's kind of reclaiming art and comment, that it has as much right to make, to earn a living and have a living with art, because that's, we're all influenced by art. It's around us all day. And I just thought, well, I don't want to get to the end of my life and not be who I am. And yeah. So I decided to be an artist. Yeah, and it's wonderful.
Was that a difficult decision to make, though? Because it is a risk.
Well, I was made redundant, so I think that helped.
That helps.
And I was in my mid-40s, so that also helped. You know, the rite of passage, midlife crisis, or whatever you want to call it. And also, I have children, and I wanted, you know, it's no good me saying to them, you need to live an honest life, you need to do this, you need to do that, and then not do it. So I thought, well, the best, you know, example is to live your life honestly. And then I have a wonderful friend called Sue Bell, who helped, well, actually wrote the funding application and did it for me and helped get it so that it was able to travel nationally. So thank you, Sue Bell, you're absolutely wonderful.
How long have you been asking for then? How long is it exhibiting in
Nottingham? It's here now until the end of September.
Yeah.
And then it goes to Leeds, and then it goes to Westminster. But it has travelled around for 2 years. And then next year I'm back in Nottingham again.
Yeah.
And to do Spot Time, which I'll be going around the centre, gathering everyone's fingerprints for a final exhibit, which we're still trying to establish. We've been approaching Tate Modern, Liverpool Tate, to try and get it so it's exhibited. So it's a comment from the country rather than people deciding what we actually decide to put in our art galleries.
With this current one, have you got any of your own? Is there any kind of personal elements in there?
Yeah. Yeah, there is actually, but I what? Don't say what.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's actually very personal.
Yeah.
And but I it was something I needed to let go of, and so I put it in. But I think with all artists, there's always something of yourself in there, and it, because it's a relationship with your environment, something very personal, and also a comment that's part of our society. So it works on every level, yes.
How does that work for you then, when you see it amongst everything else? Do you feel relieved that you've let it go?
Yeah, because it isn't mine anymore. You know, because then there's more room for me to create something else.
Yeah.
You know, so it's wonderful, and it's a real honour to have it received as well. It has been. And what's totally wonderful is when it's gone to the libraries, all the staff have started owning it by writing and leaving something in it and leaving all their signatures. So Cambridge did an origami phoenix. And because the phoenix rising and the idea of the libraries changing, and so all those library staff that have signed in different libraries might not be with the libraries anymore, but they're still part of the piece that's travelling around, so everyone's had a say.
Mm. Elaine, thank you very much.
Oh, Verity, thank you for asking me.
What floor have you got it on at the Central Library?
Third floor.
Third floor of the Central Library.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. It's been really great.
Elaine Robinson there. So it is now 24 minutes past 3. Your news headlines on the way.